Thank the Lord.
又是个主日。
It's another the Lord's day.
这也是我今天和弟兄姊妹交通的最后一次。
This is also the last sharing I will be with you all for this year.
我的题目还是福音的奥秘。
Again, my theme is the mystery of the gospel.
这是第9讲。
And this is the 9th session.
但是我估计还讲不完这个题目。
But I also suppose that I still cannot finish this theme.
最少还有2次。
Two more times at least I need.
那就是要到明年了，2025年。
So that will be done until 2025 next year.
我想2025年也很快啊。
And very soon, year 2025 will be upon us.
今年已经过掉了50个礼拜了，对不对？
Because 50 weeks have now passed.
还有2个礼拜嘛，
就是2025年了嘛。
We
just have two more weeks until the year 2025.
我想我们也可以到Times Square。
I guess we could also go to Times Square.
我们可以看这个ball drop。
We could witness the ball drop.
哎呀，这个好多的观众啊，对不对？
And there will be so many audiences there.
他们到最后就是数这个最后的一个时间。
And there will be a countdown then.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year 2025.
And this is what they will say. They will have this countdown 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1. And then a big shout, Happy New Year 2025.
所以很快还有2次，明年我们再继续的交通福音奥秘。
So this time, this year will soon close, and we will share more until next year, two more sessions to go.
没有开始以前，我们还是得祷告。
Yet, before we start, shall we have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，满心感谢你，满心赞美你。
Dear Lord, we are filled with praises, thanksgiving, and worship.
你实在是我们的好牧人。
Truly, you are our good shepherd.
从岁收一直到年终, 你没有叫我们有任何的缺乏。
From the beginning of the year until the end, you have never allowed us to experience any lack.
你一直在那里引领我们，带领我们，教导我们，指引我们，保护我们。
You're always there, teaching us, directing us, leading us, and protecting us.
你也供应我们一切的需要。You
also supply all our needs.
感谢主，一生一世必有恩惠慈爱，随着我们，我们且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Thank the Lord for goodness and mercy shall be with us all our lives, and we shall dwell in your house.
但愿我们的阿伯人今天能够再一次的用你的话来喂养我们。
Our good shepherd, may today once again you will shepherd us with your words.
我们去举目仰望你。
We all lift up our eyes to you.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！ 你的荣耀充满全地。
Holy, holy, holy! Your glory fills all the earth.
也愿你的荣耀今天充满在我们的中间。
Lord, may your glory today also fill in our midst.
我们都能看见你的宝座，看见你的荣耀。 我们自然的，我们就屈身敬拜、赞美、称颂、感谢你。
So that we will all see your glory and we will all see your glory and your holiness, that then we will bow our hearts and we will prostrate ourselves. Together we will thank you, praise you, and worship you, and bless you.
主啊，把你活泼长存的道能够赐给你的仆人。
Lord, give your servant this word, which abides forever, the living word.
我们也知道我们的重生不是由于能坏的种子，是由于更坏的种子就是神活泼长存的道。
We know that we're born again not with corruptible seed, but with the incorruptible seed, and that is your living word.
一切都要过去，唯有你活泼长存的道要存到永远。
All things will pass away, but only your living word, which endures forever, will stay forever.
把这样的话赏给你的仆人。
Lord, give this kind of words to your servant.
不需要不但我们需要这样的话，我们也更需要你圣灵的能力。
Not only do we need the words like this, but we even more also need the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为你曾说过，神的国，不在乎人，在乎你的全人。
Because you have said that the kingdom of God does not consist in words only, but in your power.
愿意圣灵的能力充满你的仆人，充满我们的翻译。
May the power from your spirit fill your servant and also fill the interpreter.
我们相信在座的也都需要你圣灵的浇灌。
We are convinced that all of us sitting here need to be filled with your Holy Spirit. May you pour out your Holy Spirit upon them.
使我们属灵的眼睛能够看见，属灵的耳朵能够听得懂你的话。
So our spiritual eyes could see you and our spiritual ears could understand your words.
主用着你的仆人，在他的口中建立你的能力和赞美。
Lord, through your servants, may your power, may your strength be established in him.
叫你的仇敌蒙羞，叫你能够得着荣耀。
To shame your enemies and to glorify you.
主啊，无论是在信心的聚会，无论等一会在我们薄饼的聚会，让你能够得着荣耀。
Whether in this message service or in the breaking of bread, Lord, you yourself be glorified.
我们也能够蒙福。
So that we also will be blessed.
我们就把余下的时间交托给你，与我们同在，从开始也直到末了。
We simply commit the following time to you, be with us from the beginning to the end.
愿你在我们的中间，从开始到末了，掌管一切。
Lord, reign over us from the beginning to the end in our midst.
捆绑应当捆绑，释放应当释放，释放你的仆人，释放你我们的翻译。
Bind that which is to be bound, and release that which is to be released, and also set your servant, set your maid free.
愿全人都归给你，从今时直到永永远远。
To you be all the glory from this time forth and forever and ever.
恩惠、怜悯、平安，多多的加给我们。
And grace and mercy and peace be multiplied to us.
祷告祈求，是耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
今天我同学有什么交通的重点要点主要一个是把我们第八讲，就是两个月的以前弟兄姊妹还记得吗？我们主要交通到耶利米山，我们知道新约里面有两次的耶利米山，还有一次那就是耶利米 finish 其实这个他的意思也是耶利米山呢。
The focal point of my sharing is to recap what we have said in my eighth sharing, that there are two times that the Bible says it is done, and one time is recorded as finished.
因为若是我们真正能够懂得 it is done 的属灵的意义，我相信我们的心充满了喜乐，特别是在这个末世最危险的时候，我们可以面对
Because I'm convinced that if we truly understand the spiritual connotation of what it means to it is done, it is finished, then in this very end time, when we face all the difficulties, we can grapple all the issues with confidence, with calm.
还有一个中间弟兄姊妹还记得，我要放在最后一个月，就十二月份，我们来教通的，就是主耶稣基督在十字架上讲的第五句话，我刻了，为什么我们的主要刻了，这个原因在哪里？今天呢，我就好好的跟弟兄们教通一下。
I also mentioned in my last sharing that when the Lord was hung on the cross, he mentioned that he thirsts. And then, what is the reason for his statement like this? And today, I would like to share more thoroughly with you all on why our Lord says so.
刚才我们领会的给我们念了三段的经文，一段就是旧约的诗篇85篇。
Our brother just read three passages from the old, from the scriptures. One is from Psalm 85.
这里讲到你赦免了我的百姓的罪孽，遮盖了他们一切的过犯，你收回了你的怒气和你猛烈的愤怒。
There we read that you have forgiven all your people's iniquity and you have covered all their transgressions. You have taken away your wrath and you have turned from the fierceness of your anger.
神怎么能够赦免他们的罪孽，遮盖他们的过犯呢？
How can God forgive their iniquity and cover their transgressions?
我想神是公义的，他断不以有罪的当作无罪，对不对？
Isn't that right? Our God is righteous and he will not clear the guilty.
感谢主，刚刚的诗歌就解释了这一段话。
Thank the Lord, the hymn we just sang actually explained this to us.
那就是为我。
In the Chinese lyric, it says, for me, instead of alone.
还有一段就是罗马书的第8章第31到32。
And also in Romans 8, verses 31 to 32.
等会我们会交通到这段经文。
And we will elaborate more on this passage.
最后就是路加福音的18章。Lastly,
it is Luke 18.
等会我们也会用到这段经文，我们再来解释。We
will explain more later on when we use this passage.
我想我要教同弟兄姊妹念几段经文。But
I also want to read a few passages with you.
第一段，就是路加福音的22章。
Luke 22.
我想我们不念了吧，为了时间的原因，我们都知道，22章讲到克西玛依，刚刚的诗歌就是讲到克西玛依，所以我不需要太多的解释了，我们也不要去念了。Because
of time and restraint that we will not read the passage, and just as we sang in the hymn, it mentions the Garden of Gethsemane. I believe you all know this passage. We see that when the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, his sweat dropped down to the ground like great drops of blood.
我刚刚讲了，这个我们先要解释一下，主耶稣为什么口渴。
But I want to first explain that why is our Lord saying he thirsts?
我们想到刚刚我讲到22章主耶稣的祷告像汗像湿地一样的滴下来。
I just mentioned that in Luke chapter 22, our Lord's sweat is dropping down to the ground just like great blood, drops of blood.
我们知道那一天 我们的主耶稣同门徒一起吃完了逾越节的宴席。
We know that night after the Lord had the Passover feast with his disciples.
他是同门徒一起唱着歌到哪里啊？就到克西玛依。
After they sang hymns, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
来到格西玛尼，他第一句话就是提醒这些门徒要祷告。
The first thing that our Lord reminded his disciples is,
免得你们落了迷糊。
Lest you walk into temptation.
当主耶稣祷告完了以后，
And after the Lord had finished his prayers,
又再次的提到。
Once again he mentioned,
因为门徒都睡觉了。
Because all the disciples fell asleep.
主耶稣说，你们怎么睡觉呢？
And the Lord said, why do
you sleep? 你要祷告，免得落了迷糊，又是再次的讲到，所以祷告何等的重要。
Once again, he mentioned, pray lest you enter into temptation. So how important it is to pray, especially in this end time.
弟兄姊妹，你想想主耶稣那一天晚上，整个我们不知道他祷告了多少时间，相信相当一段时间，一面祷告一面汗流下来，像血一样，我不知道流了多少的汗，流了多少的血。
Brothers and sisters, think of this. We don't know how long our Lord Jesus prayed in the garden, but yet while he prayed, his sweat is dropping down together with his blood. So this must be quite some time there.
据说那一天晚上他祷告完了，我们看见犹大，就是卖主耶稣的犹大，带着这些文士、法利赛人、罗马的兵丁来把主耶稣基督了。
And after he had prayed, we see that Judas, the very one who betrayed Jesus, took with him Pharisees, scribes, and also Roman soldiers trying to seize Jesus.
首先把主耶稣送到这个宗教的法庭。就是文士、法利赛人审问。
First, they bound Jesus to the religious court, where the scribes, the Pharisees, gathered.
当然，我们都知道。
And Jesus was tried there, and we also know.
这些文士、法利赛人都要把主耶稣钉十字架，把他处死。
All these scribes, Pharisees, tried to crucify him, to put him to death.
当然定他有罪。
Of course, they condemned him to death.
但是我们都知道，在当时候是罗马政权，所以他们没有权力来处死一个罪人，所以他们又把他带到哪里啊？带到比拉多的面前。
But because they were under the Roman regime, so they have no right to put Jesus to death. Therefore, they brought him to Pilate.
别拉多查不出他有什么罪来。
And Pilate could find any sins in Jesus.
所以比拉多又把他送到哪里？加利利的这个洗礼王，因为他知道主耶稣在加利利拿撒勒，所以把他送到他以前的加利利那个地方。
And where did Pilate send Jesus to? He sent him to King Herod because Jesus was from Galilee.
结果洗礼王也查不出他有什么罪，又把他送回到比拉多那里。
Even King Herod couldn't find any wrongs in Jesus, so King Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate.
按照比拉多的意思，查不出主耶稣什么罪，要释放他。
According to Pilate's desire, that since he could not find any wrongs in Jesus, any sins, he wanted to release Jesus.
但是这些犹太人坚持的要比拉多把他钉死。
But all these Jews adamantly wanted to nail Jesus to the cross.
因为主耶稣自己说他是犹太人的王，他说我们没有王，我们就西者是我们的王。那么这个王你们当怎么处理他呢？把他钉死，把他的一定坚持的要把他钉死。
Because Jesus said, I am the king of the Jews. But all these crowds were shouting, we have no king, we have no king. We only have Caesar as our king. So Pilate asked them, what should we do with Jesus? And they all with one unison saying, crucify him, crucify him.
比拉多看起来这是个形势，没有办法释放这个主耶稣，这个他，所以这能够随着犹太人的意思。结果呢，冲他有罪。
viewing this situation, Pilate thought he could not do anything more, so he simply went along with all the Jews' desire. So he condemned Jesus, sentenced him to death.
按照罗马的律法，既然你定一个罪人有罪，首先要鞭打多少下，40下，剪掉一下。
But according to the Roman laws, if a person is condemned to death, and then he first has to be scourged 40 times minus one.
你看出耶稣那一天晚上。
Consider Jesus on that very night that he had been brought to this court, to that court, back and forth.
还要打40遍，剪掉一下，哎呀，你看看，主耶稣怎么受得了啊？
And he had been scourged 40 times minus one. How could Jesus endure all this?
他出了多少的汗，出了多少的血啊！
How much blood he shed, and how much sweat he sweated.
这还不算数啊！还要叫他背十字架，上哥哥他出楼地啊！哥哥他在哪里啊？在一个山坡，你还要走6-7个迈，高坡上去走上去。你看看我们的主耶稣，怎么能够受得了？
And this is nothing on top of this. They asked Jesus to bear his own cross and walk uphill to Golgotha, and there are probably 6 or 7 miles from Jerusalem to Golgotha.
感谢主，有古利奈西门，我们知道古利奈西门就帮助耶稣背这个十字架上那个哥哥他出了问题。
Thank the Lord, the Cyrenian Simeon was finally taking up the cross to help Jesus to carry it, and then they went to Golgotha.
主耶稣就是不背十字架，空手走，我相信他是走走跌跌，跌起来又起来又走。
Even the Lord was not to take up his own cross to carry it, I believe, after all these things, that for our Lord to walk to Golgotha, he must have been stumbling and falling along the way. Finally, they went to Golgotha. It's really not an easy job, but even there, they nailed him to the cross with 3 large nails.
弟兄姊妹，你想主耶稣口渴不口渴？
So brothers and sisters, do you think our Lord is thirsty or not?
所以主耶稣第5句话就是我渴了。
Therefore, the 5th saying of our Lord Jesus on the cross is, I thirst.
我们知道第四句话，十字架上的第四句话是主耶稣最痛苦的时候。
We know the first saying of our Lord on the cross is uttered when he was in the most painful time.
从12点一直到3点，他与父的关系完全分开了。
Because from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., his relationship with God the Father was totally severed.
我们知道父和子的关系是亲密的，不能再亲密的。这主耶稣曾经讲过。 在大祭司的祷告，父在我里面，我在父里面，从来没有分开过，一秒钟都没有分开过的。We
know that the Lord's relationship with his Father couldn't be even more intimate, because as he says this in his great priest prayer, that he was in the Father and the Father is in him. They have never been separate, not even for 1 second.
我们刚刚领会的给我们念的第二段经文，我们知道就是罗马书的第8章31到32节。And
the second passage our brother just read with us all in Romans 8, verses 31 to 32.
这里讲，既然是这样，有神是我的帮助，有谁能够抵挡我们呢？神既然不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们舍了。 岂不把万有和他一同的白白的 是给我们吗?
What then shall we say of all these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And God, who does not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely giving us all things? This statement should touch us. Because he does not even spare his own son. How does he not spare his own son? Because in Matthew 2 times, our father says, the father loves the son in John. In Matthew that we read that when the Lord was baptized, when he came out of the water, and the Father said, this is my beloved in whom I'm well pleased.
到了十七章,马太十七章,变化山,我们都知道。
When we come to Matthew 17, to the Mount of Transfiguration, we all know this.
哎呀,我们的主变得荣耀得不得了。面向太阳也发光,对不对?
Our Lord became incredibly glorious, and his face shone like the sun.
他穿的衣服也是发光,像太阳一样。
And his garments shone also like the sun.
到最后,我们看见,什么都不看见,只看见主耶稣基督。
And toward the end, they saw nobody else but Lord Jesus.
天上有声音说,这是我的爱子。 我所喜悦的
And then there is this voice coming from heaven. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
第三次在约翰福音第三章的最后35节
And also the third time our father says so is in John 3:35.
这里有讲到父爱子把万有都交在他的手里信子的人有永生不信子的人得不到永生
Father loves the Son. He has given all things into his hands. And he who believes in the Lord has eternal life. He who does not believe is condemned, and God's wrath is upon him always. And when we come to John 5, verse 20, once again it's mentioned.
这里讲到父将一切的事都指示给他的儿子
Father has shown the Son all things he has done
并且把更大的事指示他的儿子 因为我们主耶稣讲过父若是不指示我我不能做什么只有父指示我我才能做什么对不对
And Father will also show Jesus greater works than these Because our Lord Jesus once says, unless the Lord has instructed him, he would not have done anything. So this is the fourth time that the Father loves the Son mentioned in the Bible. Last time in John 10:17. And this is what I want to read with you.
父爱子为什么因为子把自己的性命舍了好再一次的取回来没有人能够夺他的生命是他自己愿意舍的他又全定把他舍掉也又全定把他取回来这是我从父所受的命令哎呀又是一次
Now one more time in John 10:17 Lord Jesus says that the Father loves me because I have laid down my life, that I will take it back again. No one has taken it away from me. I lay down of myself. I have the power to take it, lay down, and I have the power to take it back. And this command I have received the Father. Who can take Jesus' life?
他是创造万有的主宰嘛
Because he,
全能的神嘛
He is the creator of all things. He is the Almighty God. The Lord has said that not even one hair of yours will be damaged if this is not the will of God. Never be mistaken that the Lord Jesus has done this, giving away his life freely, willingly, just from his heart. Because in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that, Lord, if it is your will, 3 times that he prayed this, if this is your will, remove this cup. Not as I will, but as you will. When he says, Lord, if it's possible, remove this cup from me, does this mean at that moment our Lord Jesus regretted and asking the Father to spare his life? No, I just mentioned that. He did this out of his own heart, freely and willingly. The reason he asked the Father to remove this cup 3 times is because the very moment that has been most excruciating to our Lord Jesus is that his relationship with the Father would be severed. They will be separate now. So in the end, the Lord willingly went to Golgotha. So now we understand, why isn't our Lord said, I thirst? The fifth saying of our Lord on the cross is that I thirst. Not only does this fulfill the prophecy in Psalm
69,
and this song was written about 1,000 years before the Lord came to the world. And there the Lord said, when I was hungry for my food, they gave me gall. And when I'm thirsty, they gave me the vinegar, the sour wine.
诗篇52:12节 有一句话也蛮有意思的。
And also Psalm 50, we read this statement, it's quite intriguing.
也是主耶和华所讲的话，他说我饿了，我不需要告诉你们，为什么世界和其中充满的都是我的，对不对？
Because there God says that if I were hungry, I would not, have told you.Because the whole world is mine and all is fullness. So likewise, we could infer that.The Lord Jesus could say that if I was thirsty, I would not tell you. Because the world is full of all the rivers and springs which he created. And then we see that the Lord actually said that I thirst. Could you imagine that this creator of all things should say, I thirst?Without water. So, brothers and sisters, do you now understand why our Lord said, I thirst?
Oh, 还有两，还有我要再次的重点的再提一提的两个 也是 finish。
And I also want to highlight few focal points about the saying "It is finished."
第一个 finish 我们都知道，在启示录二十一章。
Revelation 21, it is done.
这里第五节他怎么讲的
？Verse 5.
我看见天上有大声音说，我讲一切都更新了，对不对？
Revelation 21:5, there is this loud voice from heaven, I have made all things new.
我已经讲一切都更新了，接下来他又怎么讲的？
What does he say next?
他说我把一切都更新了，接下来他说你要写下来，这话是真实的，也实在是可信的。接下来他就是说
Behold, I make all things new, and then write, and for these words are true and faithful. Then God says, "It is done."
我是先的，我是幕后的，我是初啊，我是终，我是阿拉法，我是欧米伽。
I'm the Alpha, and I am the Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the first, and I'm the last.
这里讲到一第三，就是他造人最初。最起初的旨意成功了。
When God says it is done, that means that His original purpose for creating man is done.
弟兄姊妹，还记得我同学说明交通到创世纪的第一章二十五节到二十八节，神为什么要造人他的形象和样式呢？一个 image, 一个 likeness.
Brothers and sisters, do you recall I shared with you?Genesis 1:25 to 26. Why is God created man? And there we mention that we are created in His image and according to His likeness.
Image, 我们知道就是神的性情，最明显的我们都知道是就是圣洁，对不对？ Holy.
Image speaks of God's characters. The most prominent character of God is His holiness.
Likeness 呢 ？Likeness 就是他的样式，他是做君王的。做君王，我们知道，做君王不是世上的君王，要人也不是他，这是属灵的、属天的那个君王，他要做众人的仆人的，来服侍人的。
Likeness speaks of our Lord being the King. He is the spiritual heavenly King.He's not like the earthly kings to rule over people. Instead, he would serve all his people.
所以神造人的旨意，最起初的旨意是什么？要人做什么？做祭司，还有呢，做君王。
So what is God's original purpose for creating man? That is that God wants men to be priests and to be kings.
我们都知道旧约摩西的律法，你做了君王就不能做祭司的。所以乌西亚王我们是最 可怜的，到最后他是长大马蜂，临时一直到死。为什么？我们知道乌西亚王是一个好的王，所以国家非常的富有，他骄傲了，他要到殿里去献祭，结果呢，我们都知道他长了大马蜂，一直到死。
According to the Mosaic law, if you're a priest, you cannot be a king. And then remember King Uzziah. The most pitiful thing about him is he insisted upon going to the temple to offer sacrifices. And because of this, until he died, he has contracted this leprosy, even though his whole country was strong, was prosperous. But thank the Lord.You and I do not have to be afraid of this leprosy. Because we are just like our Lord Jesus, that we are kings at the same time, priests.
So, the first thing is that God has made us.我们又是君王，所以你去看启示录二十， 应该是二十二章吧，第三节到第五节讲得很清楚。
So the first in his dumb tells us that God's creation of man, the very purpose has not been fulfilled. That is, we should be his priests and we should be his kings. And when you come to Revelation 22, verses
3-5,
here the passage speaks of the new heaven and new earth.There shall be no more curse.
城中有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，这就是启示。
And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face. This speaks of our priesthood.
我们接下来就看见他的名字刻在他们的额上，就是。神和羔羊的名字都刻在你我的额上了。
And his name shall be on your foreheads. That is the name of the God, their God, and of the Lamb shall be inscribed upon their foreheads.
为什么神和羔羊把他的名字刻在你我的额上呢
？Once the Lamb inscribed his name upon our foreheads.
他怕不认识我们吗
Is it because he's afraid that he might know us?
我们就是烧成灰他也认识我们的
No, even we are burned to ashes, our Lord Jesus knows us.
我们是属他的羊他怎么会不认识我们
Because we are his sheep, how could he not know us?
就说明他宝贝我们
This simply tells us that how much he cherishes us.
像帐上的明珠像他眼中的瞳仁一样的
He cherishes us as the apple of his eye and as the most precious pearl upon his palm.
以赛亚十八章第二节怎么讲的？他说我们一生下来一出母胎，一生下来一母就是我们重生的就那一天开始，他就怎么样？他就抱抱我们，怀揣我们，一直到我们年老。到我们头发发白了，他还是抱抱我们，就把我们像个婴孩一样的，在这个母亲的怀中抱住我们。哎呀，你看是何等的宝贝我们呢
？And Isaiah 48 tells us, once we're out of a womb, that is, once we're born again, the Lord has been bearing us, carrying us, even until our gray hair.It's just like we're his baby. So can you imagine how he cherishes each one of us?
所以感谢我们的神，他实在是看重我们。
Thank our Lord, he truly relishes all of us.
所以他不但是这样的爱护我们，看重我们。
Not only does he so protect us and also to cherishes us,
我们也看到，这是第一个it is done.
As we see, this is the first it is done.
接下来我们就看到第二十二章，下面就讲到了，这个不再有黑夜，因为这是新天新地嘛，也不需要灯光日光，主神要亲自的光照他们，他们要做君王，直到永远远。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是我们一个荣耀的盼望啊！在神的国里，我们要与基督一同掌权，我们要做王，我们要做祭司。
But also, he continues to say this in chapter 22 of Revelation, that there shall be no night anymore, because this is a new heaven and new earth, and they need no light of lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light.And this is our glorious hope that we shall reign forever and ever.
所以我们看到这是第一个单，就是神造我们的旨意，就是叫我们做君王和祭司。
So this is all included in the first, it is done. And this is the very purpose why he has created us. To be kings and to be his priests.
我们知道第二个 it is done 在哪里啊
And where is this second it is done?
那就是启示录的第十六章
That is in Revelation 16
启示录的这个第十六章我们看天上有大声音 当第七个天使把碗倒在空中的时候，天上有大声音，对不对？
Now, Revelation 16:17, we read, Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of the heaven from the throne, saying, It is done.
这是启示录的十六章的十七节。如果是我们去念一念，我们就看到。
Now, this is Revelation 16:17. You can refer to it.
接下来有雷轰啊，这个闪电啊，最重要的有大地震。
And then what followed is were flashes of lightning, sounds, and peals of thunder. And the most important thing, there will be this great earthquake.
这个大地震从来没有过，以后也没有的，所有立过的城全部的倒下来。
And this earthquake, it happened in such a way that they have never seen it before, and that will never occur anymore. And all the cities of the great nations fell.
我们又看见一个大的冰雹，一个冰雹入重了，意大利的，什么叫意大利的？就是九十斤了。一个冰雹有九十斤，这个扎在人的身上，还有不得了。
And they also would see that a great hail, coming down from heaven. How heavy is this each hailstone? It's about 90 kilograms, about one talent.
我们知道十六章上面一段就讲到哈密基督登的那个战争了。
And also in the same chapter, in the previous passage, we read about the Armageddon, the war of Armageddon.
我交通过了，这是第三次世界大战，就是核战争嘛 ，nuclear war.
Which I share with you already. This is a nuclear war, the Third World War.
要死掉好几亿人呢，三分之一人口。
And billions of people would die, one third of the Earth's population.
So we see this incident is 必要的是什么？就是适当的五个 system 全部的崩溃瓦解。
When the Bible says it is done here, it tells us that the five systems that Satan used to corrupt the world will be totally.Collapse and disintegrated.
我们十六章，我们看到是军事方面的崩溃，政治方面的崩溃。
In chapter 16, we could see the collapse of the military, political collapse.
因为那时候中东的国家，中东的国家的军队，这个还有这个北方的第七度三十个国家的军队。全部的来到耶路撒冷。
Because we would see that countries in the Middle East, plus all the Northern Alliance, the 31 plus countries from the north, all of them will be gathered together in Jerusalem.
他们目的就是要把以色列从地图上除掉了。
The only purpose they have in their heart is to wipe out the nation of Israel from the face of the earth.
我想这是在做梦啊！我们知道以色列不会的被消灭的，不但消灭，在千年国度，他们要成为一个 great rich 的国家。
And we all know that this is simply their dream, because not only this Israel will not be annihilated.From the world, but even in the millennium kingdom, they will become so prosperous, a great country. This is all because God has already made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and this covenant shall never fail.
So, this war, not only Israel will not be destroyed, but the whole country's army.在耶路撒冷断定过这个地方就是在耶路撒冷周围全部的被消灭。
So in this Armageddon war, Israel will not be destroyed. All the war happened around Jerusalem in the Valley of Decision.
所以我是这个第八讲的时候，我也同学姊妹看过了几段经文了。 这个神武章是他们军队的第一个系统和政治这个两个系统的崩溃。
As to this war, I believe I refer to several passages in the Bible with you all. So we see here the first collapse of Satan's system is the collapse of the military slash political power.
十八章我们看到的是经济的、文化、教育、音乐的崩溃。
Here in chapter 18, we would see the collapse of the economic, educational, musical system.
还有一个 system, 我们知道宗教的 system.
And there is another system, that is the religious system.
我们也念过了启示录的十九章。
We also read Revelation 19.
那个大淫妇嘛，被火烧毁了。
The great harlot was burned.
这个教皇就是教皇了，天主教的教皇了。
She was burned, it was destroyed, and this is the Pope of the Catholic Church.
所以我们看见当撒旦的五个系统，它是用来这个控制整个世界、整个社会、整个人类的，全部都崩溃了。
Here we see that the five systems that Satan used to control the society, the country, even the whole mankind by now are totally disintegrated and collapsed.
所以最后我感谢神，我们看启示录的十一章第十五节。
And then, thank the Lord, we can come to Revelation 11:15.
我们看见第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说。世上的国成了我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永永远远。
When the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God and also of His Christ. He shall reign forever and ever."
我们看见二十四位长老就是他们就俯伏在地敬拜神。
And the 24 elders, they fell down on their faces and worshiped God.
他们说，是在今在以后永在的全能者。
They say that the one who is and who was the God Almighty.
你现在执掌大权，做王了。
Now you have reigned. You have became. You have become the king.
外邦愤怒，你的怒气也临到了。
The nations were enraged, and your wrath has also come.
你审判世界的事，时间也到了。
And the time has arrived that you judge whole world.
接下来他又说，你的仆人，众先知和众圣徒，敬畏神的，连大带小的赏赐的时候也到了。
And also, the time has arrived for your servants, your prophets, all your people, young and old, for them to receive the reward.
最后他说：“你败坏那败坏世界的，那时候也到了。”接下来又是有闪电、雷轰地震了。
And the time has also arrived that you should destroy those who destroy the earth. Then we see that the flashes of the lightning, the peals of thunder.
感谢主。这个第二个也是第一个 system， 就是整个撒旦的五个 system 全部崩溃，我们才能够与基督一同掌权，一同做王嘛，对不对
？All these are included in the second. It is done, and that's why when the Satan systems are collapsed totally, then we're able to reign together with Christ forever and ever.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
若是你明白两个一点是真。
If by now you have understood,
我们真是喜乐那个充满了。
By now, if you have understood, as true it is done, we should have this fullness of joy.
特别是第二个一点是真，这是 happy ending.
Especially in the second, it is done. It shows us this happy ending.
假如撒旦五个系统没有崩溃，我们不可能与基督一同掌权做王了。
Because if Satan's systems have not being disintegrated, then it's impossible for us to rule, to reign together with Christ.
所以这是第一个，神造人的最初的目的，就是做祭司，做君王。
So,
那些统治背后也都成就了。
And this together with the first it is done. When God first created man, that he wanted us to be his kings and his priests. Both of these, it is done. Simply tell us that God's purpose are accomplished.
我们感谢主，我们知道十字架，这个救恩有最明显的两个 sign。
Now we thank the Lord because there are two prominent marks of the Lord's cross.
第一个 sign 我刚刚讲的。
The first sign is.
那就是 it is done.
It is done.
我们多感谢我们的神。
We thank God.
我们知道这个是加第一个记号就是爱你，对不对？
We know the first mark of the cross is his love.
但是这个爱是无法解释的爱。
But this love is simply inexplicable. You cannot explain it.
刚刚我们讲的这个诗歌，为我，为我，为谁啊？就是为你，为我。
只
见儿子不爱惜，尽然爱惜你和我，你和我是谁啊？
In the hymn, we just sang, the Chinese lyric says, for me, for me. For whom? That's for you and for me.
哎呀，我们都是以前没有信主，以前是与神为敌的。
Because we were all his enemies before we believed in him.
我们都在撒旦的权势底下的。
We were all under Satan's dominion.
这里我要稍微提一提，时间也差不多。我们都知道神造人最初的旨意是做祭司做君王，还有更早的旨意，那就是生命树的那个代表，我曾经也提到了一些。
Even though our time is almost up, but I still want to mention this very quickly. The very purpose of God's creation of man is for us to be his kings and his priests. But even before this, God had an original purpose. That is the tree of life.
生命树代表什么？
What does the tree of life represent?
我们要得永生。
It tells us that we will have this eternal life.
神造人最早最早的旨意，他要与人的生命连接在一起，永远连接在一起，不再分离。
The earliest purpose of God's creation of man is for him to be united with us forever and will never be separated.
这叫永生。
Even unto eternity.
永生不但是叫我们永远不灭亡，永生就是神的生命要与我们的生命永远的连接。
Eternal life does not simply mean that we will never die, we will never be destroyed, but even more so, this eternal life means that the union of our life with God forever.
这就是生命树所代表的。
And this is what's being represented by the tree of life.
那是伊甸园里面有两棵树，一棵就是生命树，一棵就是这个知识树嘛。
We know in the Garden of Eden there are two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
结果人是受了撒旦的迷惑，有了引诱嘛。我们没有吃生命树的果子，我们去吃了知识树的果子，我们与撒旦连接在一起。
But man was enticed and tempted by Satan, so instead of eating of the tree of life, we ended up eating the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then we were united with Satan.
所以创世纪第三章二十二到二十四节讲什么？二十四节，耶和华神说，那人已经与我们一样了，知道这个善恶的分别了，所以怕他们又吃生命树的果子，他们就永远活着了，对不对？
So in Genesis 1:22, the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil, and now, lest he put out his hand and eat also of the tree of life, and eat and live forever.
所以耶和华神说，我要把他们赶出伊甸园，对不对？
Therefore, the Lord God said, sent him out of the Garden of Eden.
我要把他们赶出伊甸园，免得他们再吃这个生命树的果子，永远活着。
So that they would not eat of the tree of life, and they would live forever.
结果神在伊甸园东边安设了什么？三样东西。
Therefore, he drove out the man, but also he placed three things.
什么叫基督坡？基督坡就是神的荣耀。
First is cherubim. What is cherubim? Representing God's glory.
还有箭，什么是箭？箭是代表神的这个公义。
And also a sword, representing God's righteousness.
还有转动的火焰，火焰代表神的圣洁。
And also this flame turning every way, representing God's holiness.
人被赶出伊甸园了，从今以后就没有再有机会吃生命树的果子了吗？
Because after man had been driven out of the Garden of Eden, and then they would not have any opportunity to eat of the tree of life.
感谢神，我想他的旨意刚刚我已经讲到了。造人的目的要做祭司君王，最后都成就了。神是全能的神，全知的神， El Shaddai， 一定能够成功的。
We thank the Lord, the original purpose of God's creation of man, that is for us to be his kings and his priests, will all be accomplished because he is El Shaddai, the Almighty God.
但是他要还极大的代价。
Yet,He has to pay an extremely great price to accomplish his purpose.
就是要把他的儿子舍掉。
That is, he needs to give up his son.
十字架就十字架，能够满足神的公义的要求、圣洁的要求、荣耀的要求。
Only the cross alone can satisfy God's demands.For his righteousness, holiness, and his glory.
但是这个代价何等的大，独生儿子为我们舍命流血。
Yet, how great this price God had to pay. He had to deliver up his only begotten son for our sake.
所以说是讲第一个记号就是爱的记号。
So the first mark of the cross is the mark of love.
但是这个爱没有办法解释的，无法解释，没有理由的爱。
Yet this love, you cannot explain it. It is without any reason. It's simply inexplicable to understand it.
我刚刚讲了这个诗歌，为我几次？九次，这个诗歌。一共四节，里面有九次提到为我、为我、为你、为我。
In the hymn we just sang, according to the Chinese lyric, 9 times is mentioned for me, for me.
哎呀，我们都是肮脏、污秽、败坏的，这个像蛆虫一样的，对不对？
We are all filthy, corrupt, like maggots.
但是神却爱我们。
Yes,
为我们
God loves us.
哎呀，我们都是灰尘啊，我们都是粪土啊。
So it's all for us. Even though we are ashes, we are dust, heap of ashes and dust.
所以这是第一个爱是我无法解释的。
So this is the first mark of His law. We cannot explain it.
人类中间没有这样爱的。
There is no such love among man.
你就是去爱一样东西，爱一个猫，猫一个狗，就是它有一些可爱的地方，你才会爱它们。
If you love a dog, a cat, this is because there's something in it lovable that you want to love him.
这样一个败坏、污秽的人，你去爱他，
But what do you?Why is the reason you will love a person so filthy, so corrupt?
这里我们就看到神的爱同人的爱不一样。
So here we see that God's love is different from man's love.
你去看马太福音登山报讯的第5章的第42节，这里讲什么？
And if you read Matthew 5, the Sermon on the Mount, 5:42, what does it say?
第五章那里就讲到神的爱同人的爱完全不一样。他能够爱他的仇敌，他也教导我们要爱仇敌。
It tells us how different God's love is from man's love, because he teaches us to love, because he loves his enemies, he also teaches us to love likewise.
我们都是死在过犯中间的，被撒旦利用的，对抗我们神的，这就是我们的过去。
Now, this is our past. We died in sin and transgression. We were used by Satan to oppose God.
所以马太福音5章，这个十四节那里讲到，我们父的爱，我们要像父完全一样，他能够爱仇敌，这是神的爱，人没有办法解释，没有办法理解的，是与他为仇的，死在过犯中的。 你却要去爱他。
So toward the end of Matthew 5, that we are told to love our enemies, to pray for them, and this is God's love. You simply cannot explain it.
这样你才能够成为神的儿子嘛。
Because only doing so will you become the Son of God.
你要完全像你天父完全一样。
Therefore, be perfect. Just as your Father in heaven is perfect.
所以十字架的记号，第一个就是爱。第二个记号呢，我们感谢神。
So the first mark of God's love is His His inescapable love, and the second mark is.
第二记号是跨身的，得胜的，跨身的，一个记号。
The second mark is the mark of triumph.
这个你去看这个，我们知道这个提摩太后书第4章的第6节嘛。
We know that 2 Timothy 4:6.
保罗怎么讲的？
What does Paul say?
他说我被教惯，我离世的时候到了，美好的仗我打过了，但这个当跑的路跑尽了，当守的道我守住了，从此以后我有公义的冠冕为我存留。 就是神按照公义审判的日子，要赐给我的，不但是赐给我，还要赐给所有爱慕他显现的人。2 Timothy
4:6, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以刚刚你会给我们念的，路加福音18:31这一段话。
So our brother just read us Luke 18:31, this passage.
耶稣带着12个门徒上了耶路撒冷。The
Lord Jesus led his 12 disciples to go up to Jerusalem.
他就讲到先知的预言，人子将来所要遭遇的事嘛。And
he mentioned about the prophecies of the prophets have to be fulfilled, and he also mentioned the things that would occur.
我看见这个人是要遭遇什么？人要领路他们，戏弄他们，把口水吐在他的脸上了。Why
would the Son of Man incur? Why would the Son of Man encounter? That is, he would be delivered to the Gentiles. They would mock him, insult him, and spit upon him.
还要辱他们。
They would reproach him.
最后要戏弄他，鞭打他。
They would mock him, they would scourge him.
最后把他杀死。
In the end, they would kill him.
但是最后一句话，第三天他要复活。
But the last statement, on the third day, he will rise.
所以我们刚刚讲了十字架的记号，第二个记号就是得胜，跨胜的记号。
So the second mark of the law, of God's law, on the cross is the mark of triumph.
第三天他要复活。
Because the third day he shall rise.
所以这是他的夸胜，这是他的荣耀。
This is his glory. This is his triumph.
感谢主，愿神的爱能够建立我们，像保罗一样有一个反应。
Thank you, Lord. May this love compel us, just as how Paul responded to it.
哥林多后书第五章那里这一段话，他说：“我无论是住在身内。”无论是离开身外，我列了志向讨主的喜欢，因为我们众人都要站在他的台前受审判，他要照着我们所行的来加赏给我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 Paul says, let's all have as our aim, whether in at home or absentto be pleasing to him, because we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Each one will be recompensed by his deed in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
感谢主，这我们好主最喜欢的，就是到了那一天，你我能够得到奖赏。
What is pleasing our Lord most? That is,When that day does come, we shall all receive his rewards.
好，我想这是十字架上的两个明显的两个记号。
This is the two prominent marks of the cross.
好，我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
亲爱的主，愿这些话能够感动我们，提醒我们。
Lord, may this word touch our hearts and also.Move our hearts.
我们有何等荣耀的一个盼望。
What a glorious hope we do have.
我们的神啊。
Our God.
愿你能够激励我们，你的爱能够来勉励我们。
May your love compel us and spur us.
也能激起众人使我们都死了，我们不再为自己而活，能为着替我们死而又复活的主而活。
Because we judge thus that if one man died, all died, that we should no longer live for ourselves, but for the one who died for us and rose again. In this very end time, may we all hold fast this word of truth. And we will pray in the Holy Spirit constantly. And also keep us in the love of God. Looking unto the mercy of our Lord unto eternity. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and rest in faith, in believing Him, and also we will be protected through the power of God. That we will all be full of might through this Holy Spirit, so that you will receive the glory.
我们祷告祈求都是因着耶稣基督宝贵的名，阿们。
We ask and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.